Baby girl, I'm so excited to announce that the enrollment is now open for the transformative Becoming Your Own Sugar Daddy 6-week course that I designed specifically with you in mind. In this course, you will embark on a journey of self-discovery, inner healing of your subconscious mind, eliminating limiting beliefs around building wealth and living an abundant life. Say goodbye to financial limitations and hello to a life of opulence. You will gain the discernment and knowledge necessary to building lasting wealth as you are guided through a clear plan and direction for creating the life you've always dreamed of. If you don't know my story, I was a broke, partying hairdresser, and then my dad unexpectedly died. And through the healing process of working on my own scarcity mindset, I was able to work less, fire clients, double my income, and travel the world. In this course, I will teach you everything I have learned so that you're able to develop unshakable confidence and embody the life you want to live. Each week includes journal prompts for you to be able to create a vision plan with actionable steps to manifest your dreams. Let go of fear and uncertainty as you take charge of your financial future. Through the 6 weeks of Becoming Your Own Sugar Daddy, you will acquire the skills and mindset needed to achieve financial independence. You will build a strong foundation of self-confidence and self-worth around money. Transform your mindset and daily habits to embrace abundance and overcome scarcity. You'll receive a lifetime access to the course, and the first 50 people to sign up and pay in full will receive a limited edition coffee mug to remind you that wealth and prosperity is your birthright. Sign up at itsconway.com and the link is in the show notes. I'm so excited to see you there, and I can't wait to hear about the transformations that happen. Welcome to the Higher Conversations podcast, and I'm Conley, your host. I'm a wealth and abundance coach, keynote speaker, and author. Following the sudden loss of my father, I embarked on a transformative journey, breaking free of my comfort zone and dependency on drugs and alcohol. I now earn over 6 figures embarking on soul-searching adventures around the world. During my travels, I've had the incredible opportunity to connect with individuals from all walks of life, finding that you can always be blessed through something you would never consider a blessing. Hi, welcome to the Higher Conversations podcast, Missy.
Hi.
Welcome from Curacao. We're in Curacao. It is beautiful outside. It's our final sunset. So, Missy, let's just do a rundown of our Curacao experience.
Beautiful. We went to a booze cruise.
We did a booze cruise. Okay, so let's start from the beginning.
Okay,
the airport, very small.
Yes.
Loses your luggage.
Yes.
My luggage is lost. Do not let them check your bag at the gate.
No.
Do not. I lost it for 3 days. Airport tiny, customs, easy.
Yeah,
it is
fun.
Probably the easiest. How was transportation for you?
It was cool that we just went outside and they told me exactly where they're going to be and they picked me up and I had to wait for just some other people, but yeah, it was good.
So that was easy. Our resort is stunning. This miss figured it out on TikTok.
Yeah, I did a lot of research on TikTok, and it totally paid off. We have the most beautiful resort ever, and there's so many fun food restaurants right across the street. Free snorkeling, so we've just been snorkeling. The food is amazing. A lot of times when you go to those all-inclusives in Mexico, the food's really gross, and the food here has just been like so good.
Yeah, and so we're staying at the Avila, which is such a beautiful place. It's all eco-conscious. They give you sunscreen to save the reef, which is huge here because when we went snorkeling today, we definitely figured out that the coral is fucking dying here. So,
and they are making an attempt to regrow the coral outside of the break.
Yeah, but we're your reef-safe stuff because even though they're attempting...
They did offer free complimentary reef-safe sunscreen.
Yes. And the sunscreen is actually very good. It's available. They also had all the snorkeling equipment we needed. They give you towels, paddleboards. There's yoga.
Yoga, Pilates.
The gym here is really beautiful. All the food waste gets fed to pigs. Like there's solar panels everywhere. It's great. The rooms are beautiful, very clean. The staff is so nice.
10 out of 10, I definitely recommend.
What do you feel about the drinks? What was your favorite cocktail you got?
The mojito. The drinks aren't that good. I didn't like. They're very sweet. A lot of blue curacao. A lot of grenadine. Just very, very sweet. The beers, though, they've got the
What is it? It's called Bright.
It's Amstel Bright. They're like little mini Coronas. They're so good. They're my favorites.
And then we ordered all the tacos they have here. The salmon and the tuna taco. It's so good. It's like pokey taco.
Yes.
They're so good. And then what was your favorite treat that you've gotten so far?
Like the liquor store, all the Dutch snacks.
Dude, the Belgian chocolate
is amazing. Everything here is imported from the Netherlands.
Dude, and the, all the bread, none of it's in my stomach.
Nope.
Like in America, I would never have a
or
Belgian
the dairy
waffle.
Either. Mm-hmm. None of the dairy did.
Yeah, everything here has been so good. The food is so fresh.
The cheese is so fresh.
Yeah, the cheese.
The cheese is so fresh.
That cumin cheese or something? What the fuck is that? That is next level. So good. They have a breakfast buffet.
And
10 out of 10.
Oh, it's just all like Dutch. Yeah, Dutch treats.
Yeah, but they like give you like Nutella spread, but it's like better version because it's not all gross. I mean, it's...
And those donuts, those mini donuts were amazing.
Mm-hmm. The Belgian waffles, I hate waffles, love them. It's so good. The bread, just the fact that we can eat bread here and it not...
Makes me want to go home and buy flour from Europe and then make my own bread.
Facts. Facts. And then we eat at all these restaurants, so right across the street from the resort, you can just watch them. There's like a little cluster. All the restaurants have been so good.
Yeah, and they all have a different cuisine and they're really good at that cuisine. There's Mediterranean, there was Italian, there was a local cuisine there. What else was there? A fish place.
There's a lot of carpaccio. A lot of the places have the same things on it, which is very weird because it'll be like quesadilla. Like there's a lot of Mexican fusion options here.
It's not good like Southern California Mexican food.
No.
So don't come here looking for tacos and ceviche.
I thought it was strange though that there's a lot of Mexican. I don't feel like there's a huge Mexican culture here. It's Venezuelan.
No. Yeah.
So there aren't any empanadas, which is weird, but they did have cheese balls.
Or the bitimbos.
Those are delicious. I don't know how to describe those.
They're like
heaven.
Yeah,
they're just like fried ball.
Like yeah, they're. I don't even know how to describe them. They're cheese.
Yeah, it's like literally fried cheese in a ball. And then they serve with this mustard and sweet and sour sauce. There's also spring rolls on every menu, and the spring rolls are real.
The sampler platters here are basically like all fried.
Like, I got a sampler platter, and there was fried sausage.
That was good.
The fried sausage was good, but we didn't know what it was.
There was two different types of fried sausages, and they were very yummy.
So yummy. Okay, so what was your favorite restaurant of all the restaurants we went to?
Mosa.
Mosa? Should we go back? Well, it's
yeah,
nice
we
want to
go back and have the burrata. They didn't have the burrata. They had the calamari and...
Serafina. Serafina was the burrata that was sold out.
Okay, yeah, we want to go to Serafina tonight and get the burrata.
So we're gonna go. We're gonna try to do bang bangs. Also, the service here is
island time.
They don't you don't do tipping because they actually get paid normal wages.
Yeah.
So
but then once they find out you're American, they'll ask you to tip, but mm-hmm. you're not expected to tip here.
Yeah. So. Serafina was Italian, so we put burrata tonight, and then... Mosa was like Italian, something
Mediterranean.
Fusion. Yeah, it was like... But we got dessert there, mm-hmm. and the dessert... What dessert did we order?
The coconut tiramisu, which was gross, and then you had the...
Lemongrass creme brulee. Mine was better.
Yes.
It was okay, we shared.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rosenthal's had really... How would you describe their food? More traditional, I guess, right?
I would find it more, yeah, to like the island. Lots of fish. I actually got a local plate and it was phenomenal.
Oh, it was killer.
It was like coleslaw with shredded chicken and melted cheese.
It was so good.
With plantains.
Like, yeah, like Cuban food almost.
Yeah, it was so good.
So flavorful, so yummy. And then we ate at the beach, at Mambo Beach. We drove, hired a taxi, went to Mambo Beach. We ate on the beach there. And that's where we got like the weird fried sampler platter.
Yeah, that was a lot. That was a lot. Like, not much sun cover.
Chicken quesadilla. Yeah, no, we got roasted there.
I would highly suggest if you want to go there, like, don't stay all day.
It was, they had good, fun beach, like, trinket shopping. Don't come here if you're looking to buy, like, Mexico stuff,
like cheap prices.
The stuff's here is not cheap. There's some places I wanted, and they're over $100, and you can buy them on Amazon for like 20, like cute beach bags. So,
would you go back to Mambo Beach though? I wouldn't,
but I'd recommend with friends to go there for a day.
Yeah, I would rather go to Papagayo though.
Yeah, that's
right. Papagayo was like much more, it's also all. Like honeymooners, it's all couples, families, a lot of Dutch families here.
Yeah, children. This is their Hawaii, mm-hmm. basically.
But Papagayo, when we took our booze cruise from there, that was much more like younger, looks like single, versus like.
We were here for almost a week, and I seriously feel like you could have spent another 5 days here and done everything that there was. For the island being so small.
True. But it's really just the sun and the heat and the humidity that kind of wipes you out.
Yeah. I mean, I look purple right now.
I have to take Benadryl because I have
to. I'm going to need to. I've been itching myself. So we're done. Oops, and we're done. That's not good.
I will give you some of my Histamol. The third version of Benadryl. Just here. Also, go check out the liquors or the pharmacies.
Botanicas.
Yeah, the pharmacies, so good. All the chocolate was so delicious, just amazing.
Really good skincare too.
Mm-hmm. So we stocked up on all that stuff, and then Papagayo. We went on a booze cruise. We saw a lighthouse. We saw the abandoned lighthouse, and then
two shipwrecks.
Yeah, that is like. I was very nervous about that because it was all day. It was 7:30 to, 5?
But the boat had went through Bluefin Charters. The boat had lots of coverage. They served us the absolute best food I think we've had.
Yeah, for us on a boat, it was
ribs,
exceptional.
Chicken, a bean salad, couscous.
With like fresh beets and they gave us pineapple.
Oh, and that peanut sauce.
So good, and it was like really fun to like see so many different. There was no Americans here.
No, everyone, like we met a group of Brazilians, mm-hmm. girls from Germany. The only other two girls we met that weren't honeymooning and just doing a girls trip.
Yeah, they're like 20.
It's all honeymooners here. Me and Cassie just stick out like. If you're looking to go and party and get wild. This is not the place I would recommend.
No, but if you're looking for a soul trip.
I feel very safe here. I come back here alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's super relaxing. 10 out of 10.
Everything's really clean.
Yes.
It's interesting though too, because it's so clean that there's like all these abandoned houses. So you almost feel like it could be like dirty or crazy, but it's really not because our taxi driver told us they get owned by the family for 150 years of the land. So a lot of families
don't have the money to fix them up
or they
don't
can't figure out what to do. So they just sit and they just disintegrate.
But not a lot of trash places, no homeless people, very clean.
Super clean.
No stray animals.
None. Actually, really no animals, period.
No. I think I saw two bees.
You saw two bees?
Mm-hmm. Told them for sure.
There's birds, obviously, you can hear them in the background, but not a whole lot of animals. Even on our booze cruise, I didn't see any dolphins.
No, there was sea turtles, but they're on the backside of the island. But we went to Little Carousel, or Flying Carousel, and it is the bluest waters I've ever seen.
And the whitest sand.
The whole entire place. I would recommend, even if you just want to go and hang out and have fun, alcohol is offered on it. That would allow them way back, but if you don't drink, you'd still totally enjoy it.
Yeah, it was.
And the crew was amazing.
It was so nice. And I was like really nervous because I was just thinking, oh my god, we're going to put in faith in the sun because like my skin is like, I can't do anymore. And it was really very easy, and everyone was really nice, except for some. There was a couple people, but
yeah, we just seriously jumped off the boat all day long. Like we were. full of kids at the water park.
It was so fun. 10 out of 10. Anyways, it's sunset here. It is so beautiful. So we wanted to just do a little recap so that you guys could kind of see, hear about our trip in Curacao.
We leave tomorrow, super bummed.
But it's okay. We can be back. I would 100% come back. It's so mellow. It's so chill. It's exactly, if you want a fucking vacation, like, where you can zone out and you're just chilling, this is 100% it. The prices are really reasonable.
Yeah, our room was like $157 a night for a ocean club with two private beaches, free snorkeling gear, free paddle boarding.
Yeah, and a lot of hotels don't have beachfront, so they only have pools.
Yeah, it's man-made, and
I'd come back. There's also a lot of restaurants even on the premises that you can go see. There's live music on the weekends, but definitely if you're like a single gal trying to get laid or something,
not
the place to come.
No.
Or if you're looking to like rage and party, no.
Go to Mexico.
There is partying, but like, I don't know where it is.
And if you're coming to like buy, get good deals on stuff, everything here in town is freaking expensive.
Mm-hmm. Like, and honestly, quite frankly, like with all my traveling around the world, everything is literally made in China right now, unless you go to like an artist.
I went
local
to a local jewelry lady that made her own jewelry.
See, that's cool.
And I picked up some cool pieces, and she was making it when we went in there. It was down on Mamba Beach, yeah. So I went in there, got some earrings and some bracelets.
The homemade ice cream is also 10 out of 10. Every ice cream place has homemade ice cream. Delightful. Well, thank you for joining on this trip.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you.
To our next adventure.
Bye, guys. I hope you guys check out Curacao. We're going to post all the things on my YouTube channel and get my travel channel back up and running. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Follow us. You can follow Missy at
Mystique, MISSSTIQUE.
Yeah, you want to see her travels, you can follow me at Conway is Rad, and then you can follow me on TikTok as well, and I'll be posting all the videos there. So, love you guys.
Until next time, see you in Italy.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. See you in Italy.
See you in Italy.
Baby girl, I'm so excited to announce that the enrollment is now open for the transformative Becoming Your Own Sugar Daddy 6-week course that I designed specifically with you in mind. In this course, you will embark on a journey of self-discovery, inner healing of your subconscious mind, eliminating limiting beliefs around building wealth and living an abundant life. Say goodbye to financial limitations and hello to a life of opulence. You will gain the discernment and knowledge necessary to building lasting wealth as you are guided through a clear plan and direction for creating the life you've always dreamed of. If you don't know my story, I was a broke, partying hairdresser, and then my dad unexpectedly died. And through the healing process of working on my own scarcity mindset, I was able to work less, fire clients, double my income, and travel the world. In this course, I will teach you everything I have learned so that you are able to develop unshakable confidence and embody the life you want to live. Each week includes journal prompts for you to be able to create a vision plan with actionable steps to manifest your dreams. Let go of fear and uncertainty as you take charge of your financial future. Through the 6 weeks of Becoming Your Own Sugar Daddy, you will acquire the skills and mindset needed to achieve financial independence. You will build a strong foundation of self-confidence and self-worth around money. Transform your mindset and daily habits to embrace abundance and overcome scarcity. You'll receive a lifetime access to the course, and the first 50 people to sign up and pay in full will receive a limited edition coffee mug to remind you that wealth and prosperity is your birthright. Sign up at itsconway.com and the link is in the show notes. I'm so excited to see you there, and I can't wait to hear about the transformations that happen. Hey guys, I am so excited to announce that I have released my first edition of my 60-day self-love guided digital journal that is available on Etsy at the store Higher Conversations. This is the first in a series of guided journals that will be centered around different topics to help you reprogram your subconscious mind, boost your confidence, and help you become your highest version. I intentionally created these digital journals to be simple and easy to follow because Let's be real. We're all real busy and we aren't trying to do the most. We're just trying to heal. Because you're a listener of the Grieving with Gratitude podcast, I created the promo code Conway to use at checkout. You can find the link in the show notes below. Happy journaling! Thank you for joining us today on the episode of Higher Conversations. If you're looking to take your personal growth to the next level and live the life of wealth and abundance you've been dreaming of, I offer coaching sessions that can help you unlock your full potential. Visit my website at itsconway.com or DM me on Instagram or TikTok at conwayisrad to learn more. If you found value in today's episode, please leave a review and share it with your friends and loved ones, because together we can inspire and uplift one another. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at higher.conversations for behind-the-scenes content, updates, and additional resources to support your journey towards abundance and fulfillment. Thank you for being a part of the Higher Conversations community. And until next time, embrace change and pursuing your dreams, because you can be blessed through something you would never consider a blessing.